This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Believe in K-Pop. This is your host, Anthea Isik, and hope you're all doing good in this new week. And thank you so much for tuning in for our podcast. And today's episode is undoubtedly one of the special ones because we have a prominent music producer, songwriter, engineer, arranger, and one of the popular ones, if I can say. And I am super grateful and honored to have Daniel Kim here for our podcast to have an interview. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thank you. It's very nice to be involved in this interview. Thank you for this opportunity.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Daniel, for joining in. And I know like most of the audience are right now super hyped and are already screaming, if I'm not wrong. Because you are definitely one of the most popular music producers out there. And you have been giving us a lot of great hit singles that we can't even escape despite being years old. So thank you so much for doing this interview. It really means a lot.
Well, actually, I really didn't know that my works are that popular outside of Korea. But well, that's really great to know. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So I'm sure that most of you know you, but I'm just going to give you a quick short intro because, you know, like just naming some of your songs makes me look good. So I'm going to do that.
Yeah, sure.
So actually Instagram bio reads some of the K-pop stars and their songs you might as well know. So scroll down. So that's your bio. And it's actually true. Like when you start scrolling down Daniel's Instagram, I'm sure any one of your artists would be your top bias groups or someone you look up to or songs that just you accidentally got to listen to and you are not yet out of it. So that kind of bangers did Daniel bring us. And as I promised earlier, I'm going to name a few. So he has worked from second generation history makers to fourth generation rule breakers. So that's the huge variety we have here. So he has worked with Taemin, EXO, GOT7, Uptension, Victon, Golden Child, SF9, The Boys, MCND, Gravity, Luna, Chungha, and a lot more. And he is in the field of C-pop, J-pop, and yes, definitely K-pop. So he has been in the scene for more than a decade and is also the CEO of the publishing company Mellogram. So here, being a K-pop fan and being the host of the show, it is a must to point out some of the songs. And Monster X, greatest hits, Shootout, Alligator, Follow was by Daniel Kim. And we have GOT7, Home Run, which is something more like a homey single for a lot of Agassiz. And just taking a moment to let you know that I'm an Agassi here. So I am super excited. And then we have SF9, Good Guy, and the latest Teardrop. And our, like most of the K-pop fans say, Believer from their Kingdom. is also produced by Daniel Kim. We also have some very good B-sides from him. MCND Bumpin' is one of my very favorite. And we have SF9 Enough and Now or Never. So Now or Never is definitely one of the breakthrough singles for SF9 as a group. And that was produced by Daniel Kim. And we have Cravity Stay, a B-side from their debut album, which is personally my very favorite comforting song. And that's from Daniel Kim as well. He has also worked in Golden Child's Crush, EXO, CBX, Kaching. Wow. EXO's Into My World. And he has also worked with Park Bo-hum in his Japanese album. So, wow. I literally have everything written. And finally, Taemin's Famous, you know, like Lucas Famous, Lucas' favorite Famous is also from Daniel Kim. So thank you so much for being patient with me reading all your works, but I am super excited. I got all chills reading all those names of the singles and the B-sides that you have brought out to the world. So thank you so much for doing this. Wow. I'm going to...
Thank you. I mean, I'm truly flattered that my work is that long. Actually, I didn't even realize until today, actually, because I don't really care, you know, I mean, normally how many works that I did. Mm-hmm. But, well, that's a long introduction.
Purposely read all those because I couldn't skip anything. I did try to skip a few, like, okay, we can try to take this off, but you didn't give me a chance, so.
Well, it's my fault. Yeah, no, sorry for that.
But yeah, personally, again, I want to tell you this. Like, I started following Monsta X with a single Shootout. And I know, there is a group of friends, like a 4 to 5, including my very own sister, little sister. We, you know, like a bunch, we got into Monsta X because of Shootout. And wow. Damn.
Well, yeah, I'm really glad to know that. I mean, well, I'm kind of proud of that work as well. I mean, that was one of my best writing at the time. I mean, I am quite proud of that. And I'm really happy to see how this song turned out and I'm received in the market. And I'm really glad to know that you guys are enjoying it. I mean, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for all these, welcoming. How do I put it? Thank you so much for being liking it.
Yeah, I am again sorry that I have to continue, but I am an Agassi and a fantasy, and I became a fan of SF9 because of in the era of Now or Never as well.
That one was a really good song too. I mean, I still listen to that song sometimes, and I'm kind of proud of that too. It really worked out well. Yeah, I had really fun recording the artist before the release and stuff, and yeah, it was a really good song. Yeah.
So being a fan of SF9, knowing that you have worked with them for a lot of singles, already helps me to the highest, and Enough is also one of my very favorite. You know, like it's so mystical. You know, like even listening to it, despite them bringing the narcissism themes from Greek mythology and all that, the very song is too mystical. And I had the teaser music clip as my ringtone for a very long time.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was a little bit different from Now or Never, but it was also turned out really well. And then those kind of concepts came up by the label and the artists themselves. So, well, it was also fun to, you know, watch how it turned out in the end with all the videos and stuff, the recording and stuff. So, yeah, I'm really happy with that release too.
We are more happy with your releases. That's true. So thank you so much for all your hard work and your passion for music. So we get to listen to all these beautiful singles and songs in our playlist. So, yeah.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
My very first question is a must question to be asked because you have done so much in K-pop, and I'm sure mm-hmm. most of us are curious to know how this all started and how your journey with K-pop began and how is it going so far. So can you tell us your journey?
Well, I actually started my professional career in Korea in 2012 with a ballad song called Together, performed by a girl group called Secret, who was quite popular at that time. And it was right after I graduated from music school in Japan, and I just came back from Tokyo to Seoul, so I had no connections in the industry at all, so I just started from the bottom. So I had to come up with some strategy to, you know, get involved in the industry. So I took primitive method, you know, to appeal my demo songs to the label, which was, you know, to visit the label's door to door and to slip in my demo CD, and, you know, it was kind of like almost 10 years ago. So there was some still people still using CDs and stuff. So I just made my CD and then delivered those to many labels. And luckily, a few of them showed their interest in them, and I could start my career from there. And there was my first cut called Together by Secret. And then after that very first release, I could also take my part in a debut album of BAP. And well, it was not an important sort of album track as well, but also still a big thing, big deal to me at the time. And after then, well, I could slowly expand my territory or career experiences throughout the whole K-pop market. And then I just led to some other placements or the other releases from Miss A and GOT7 and EXO, and the rest is the story there. Yeah, it was not really easy, but well, I could really manage to do it. And I think I was quite lucky to be able to be involved in many of those top level artists, because I know that doesn't really happen to anyone that easily. So I think I feel very lucky and blessed by God. So yeah, I can be grateful enough for that. And thank you all for, you know, for liking my music. Yeah, it's just truly blessed, I think. Yeah,
that is something that I really like about you, because I also got to listen to one of your previous interviews, and you were just so honest of how hard it is, and it is hard work, and you kind of accept it, and you also bring in God's blessings as well, you know, like when you talk about your journey. And I was more impressed, you know, like I really admired you as a person over there. So yeah, just wanted to mention here. So thank you for this as well.
Thank you so much.
So yeah, now you told me that you wanted to do music, and you actually got into a college in Japan and you studied music. Mm-hmm. So when was the exact age, you know, like when was that spark in your life that made you think that you wanted to do music as your profession?
Well, it was even before I go to the college or anything. Actually, I've always wanted to be involved in the creative business ever since I was a child. I remember it was my elementary school. And I remember my first dream was to become a movie director, and it changed into some other things that related to be creative business, like game programmer or something like that. And then in the end, I ran into a huge turnaround, and I discovered the music of Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. which was in my first grade in my middle school, which I was 13 years old, I remember. And then after then, I think my goal was always to become a musician ever since, and I've never been changed. Of course, there was some sort of up and downs, but I happened to, you know, push it through. Gladly I just made it this far. All like that. It was really long-term dream that I've been having. And then I never really thought that I would open my own company and become this I don't know if I'm that big, but well, some people knows me, so well, I wasn't really expecting that, but well, it happened really nicely, I guess, thankfully. Yeah, that was my story, I think.
That's beautiful. So yeah, now that you brought up about your company, so we would like to know more about your publishing company, because I think most of them might not be aware. So can you just let us know how it all started and how are you going ahead right now and what you do? And if there are music aspirants listening to this podcast, how can they reach out to you with their works?
Well, actually, it didn't really start it on purpose, but well, I just came to do it because my business was getting bigger and I had to take care of some, I started to take care of some other people that are working with myself. So I had to build it. And it was 2017 and late 2017. And yeah, basically what I do under this company is to discover new songwriters and producers and create new music with them, or sometimes I help them to polish their musical skills by providing my advices that derived from my experiences. And after that, I can introduce the outcomes of our musical creations to many of my clients and friends in South Korea or in Japan and China, like we can say the whole Asian territories, East Asian territories. And yeah, it's been not so many years ever since I launched it, but I guess I'm having a very fun trip with this ship and watching it growing slowly and steady. Yeah, we've been contributing quite many songs throughout the whole East Asian countries, including China and Japan and Korea, of course. And yeah, I could be able to build quite stronger networks by building this company, which I think is the most biggest benefit of having this company at my control and everything. And yeah, well, basically anyone can reach out to my company, but I don't really, how do I put it, respond on every emails or any approaches, because physically that is not possible because my time is limited. And well, I really care about the chemistry between the writers and our own system and everything, because I don't know, it's to be honest, Melogram is very, very small company at this time. It's an independent publisher. It's not anything close to like major big shot companies. So we don't have any capacity to control or manage every single person if it is go more than like 30 to 40 people. So I wanted to keep it like a little more private at this point and waiting to be expanded more. And then we can have more power to, you know, help more people. So, well, yeah, I would like people to understand this kind of situation. I mean, but still, I mean, if I spot any good talent from those newcomers, then I would definitely gonna reply. So just feel free to send out some direct messages, or if you know, if you find out my email address, then you can of course send a email, of course.
Thank you, and I really hope some of them, the genuine interest, will definitely reach out if they want to. So thank you so much for sharing that. And in one of your interviews, you explained that you had a tough start, and you did mention in our first question. So during that time, I know it's really hard, and how did you push yourself? Because I actually wanted to hear it from you, because it's the very start and nothing seems to happen. But still, you know, like looking for a bigger dream or a bigger goal might look as a fantasy during that times, because it's uncertain in this industry, but still you pushed yourself and you are here. So when you look back, what was the thing that you did or you're proud of that I did this and I'm here?
Well, I don't know. I think that really depends on each person's personality and their own situations. But in my case, I had just I had to push it through because I had no choice, because I started a little late than the others. I was almost at my 30s when I just started this business. So it was quite late. So I had, you know, no choice, literally, because, I mean, it is really hard for people to find a good job when you're not at your 20s, when you're just graduated from school in Korea. I mean, it's quite different society. So everybody just take care of their ages and stuff. Maybe some people know this kind of, the kind of culture. So if you're at your 30 and you don't have any professional experiences, you don't get to have any good chances to get a job. So, well, this was my profession. So I had no choice back then. So I had to just do it without thinking of anything. Of course, I had like very tough time having these insecure thoughts, like, you know, so many times of thoughts of quitting and stuff like that. But well, luckily I just kept going and, you know, didn't really look back. Yeah, I think just those consistency was the key for me. I mean, I understand many people still, you know, having a hard time before their debut, or even after they debuted, they're having a hard time to have the good releases and stuff when running to the good people and stuff like that. Some people just even get cheated by some other bad peoples. But, well, no matter what kind of hardship comes through, you just need to go keep going. I mean, there's no time to, you know, think, I think. If you really want to achieve success, you just keep going, going, going. Well, it sounds a little bit blunt, but that's what I believe in. Just you need to just push it through, power it through. That's the only way.
So I believe that being patient is also one of the biggest traits of being an artist. And I know, like, being music producers, you create something and it takes longer time to come out. So there's uncertainty there as well. So how did you build up this patience, or are you a patient person since the beginning? And how did you learn to be patient with your work?
Well, I think my capacity was a little huge. I was really good at like enduring something and some sort of hardships and everything, especially when I was, left with no choice. Mm-hmm. But just being patient. You need to be patient to, you know, be successful in this particular industry, because even for me, this is very insecure career for now as well. I mean, basically we're all freelancers and we can lose our job anytime. So, well, it really happens every day, every time, every single second. So just keep on grinding is the key, and try to be careful when you deal with the people. Try not to be like impolite or anything. Just be patient, and no success coming any like that fast. I mean, if that's really that fast, that's not the real success. That's what I believe. So everything really happens really, really slow, and the life is quite longer than you think. So I really suggest people to be patient every time, and just try to look at the long-term plan, long-term dreams and stuff. That will definitely lead you to a success eventually. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. So what was the song, according to you, like, if you remember, because I'm sure even if you forgot it, I'm not blaming you, but if you remember, what was the song that took the most time, you know, like being there without finding a home or an artist? What was the song, but it came up really like a banger? Spill some tea.
I don't know, that some songs really wait quite a long time. I had an experience with a song that was sit there for like 5 years, and then it came out, I think it was last year, with MCND. One of their album track was, what was the name of it? The English name was...
Breathe or Bumping.
Breathe was written. I remember that was written in 2015. And yeah, it has been recorded quite a couple of times, and then somehow it got postponed quite many years. And then it just came out last year, luckily. I thought it's not gonna see the city sunlight, but well, luckily it did. Yeah. And some songs really happen to be like that. And well, I don't really mind. I mean, song has to be written on and on day by day. Yeah, I have like almost 400 songs in my database waiting to be released. Kind of like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But still, when the baby comes out, and like, despite having 400 ones, each and every one is special.
They're all my babies. Some songs does not really turn out very well. Sometimes you run into like bad situations, bad schedules, and everything. But well, basically they're all my, you know, blood, sweat, and tears.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, every release is really important, and I put a lot of work in it. I mean, those 400 plus 400 songs are my efforts, you know, so that means that I tried that many times and still I'm having, you know, struggling time and stuff. So well, those four releases to be really important and special.
Yeah. Beautiful. And personally, I am a huge fan of Bumpin. The B-side from MCND. I follow MCND, and of course,
nice.
I follow all the groups, and Bumpin' is my favorite B-side from there.
Thank you. That's such a fun song, actually.
Yeah. I really enjoy it. And in our media, we were given an opportunity to talk about, you know, like to interview MCND, and they asked me questions because I was one of the writers who actually follow them in regular basis. So I did ask them a question about Bumpin', and it was in the interview as well. Like, I mentioned the music style and everything. But it was nice. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, we recorded it quite a long time, many times. I think I remember it's more than 10 times we were into this recording studio recording those artists, and they were quite young when back then. They're still young now, but even younger than before. We took quite a year, many years to complete the song, and yeah, it really turned out well, I think, and it's glad to see everybody enjoying it.
Yeah. So you have been in the industry for almost a decade. And what do you think is the reason or the charm behind K-pop being a huge global phenomenon right now, according to you?
Well, I simply think that it has some stuff that other music doesn't have. And it is usually utilizing the modern technology very well, including the social media and everything. And yeah, I don't know. It's really like there could be many reasons for its success, but I don't know. In my opinion, it was successful because it's a combination of every good things that happening in this 21st century, from visual arts and fashion, and of course the music, and more importantly the technologies. Then through combining everything into this one genre, you could achieve this success, I think. And it couldn't be possible if it was not 21st century, I think, without any internet. And I mean, yeah, the K-pop itself was pretty much like this for quite a long time, but it has been spotted quite lately because of the development of this technology. So yeah, I think that was the different point from other genres. I mean, it's smartly utilizing the other stuff that it can use for its marketing strategies and everything to appeal to the globe. I think, yeah, that was the reason of its success.
That's good. So, you know, like getting to the trend, if you are asked to write a song, are there differences in, you know, like in their expectations? If it's a girl group, you have to think a little different, or boy group, or it's just the same process. It just ends up with different artists.
Well, basically, there's a huge difference between girl songs and boy songs, basically. Mm-hmm. Of course, in the gender of artist matters a lot, and it makes a great, a huge effects when it comes to the overall styles and everything, and the style you build up the raps and melodies and everything. It really has different methods. Of course, it has quite similar formula when it comes to the structure of the songs and stuff musically, but I mean, it's kind of different procedure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, when it comes to the composing method, is quite different, but it has still the same skeleton. Mm-hmm. as a whole piece, because basically they do the I mean, there's like a couple of points that you need to keep it in the music. One is to the most huge thing is to have allow them to have the great choreography in the music. So I mean, that's almost everything for the K-pop. So, you know, that keeps the structure of the overall music, and we need to just find out that something to differentiate, you know, for each artist or each bands or each genders and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. So personally, I think that you have brought in various genres in the K-pop industry, like as we discussed earlier, Breathe and Stay, kind of B-sides to Follow, and what I said, kind of bangers. And then we have Enough and Now or Never, which has a different tune to it. So personally, what would be your favorite genre, and what do you actually enjoy with? I know you enjoy every process, but your personal favorite might be?
My personal favorite, well, I don't know. I mean, it really changes throughout the time, I think. I used to, you know, very much into this kind of EDM dance stuff when I was starting this business, but nowadays I'm more into this more minimal, bass heavy type of stuff. Like, I mean, the Tamin's Famous was quite much a representative of this such genre, like funkier groove, and like very unique bass sound with very simple beat but impactful kind of stuff. That was you know, what I was pursuing at that point. And nowadays as well, I pretty much focus on how to compose my bass lines and how to produce the sound of the bass and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, it'll be changing in a few years, I think, but well, for now it is.
Well, that's really beautiful sense. So, like, we spoke about how K-pop became a huge phenomenon, and do you think that the music has also evolved through the years, or is it the same as a music producer? How do you feel? Like, how do the companies ask you or demand you music? Has it changed as well?
Well, the trend itself just comes and goes, but the music itself has been like changing throughout the time. And well, it's really hard question to answer, to be honest, because you don't know how it's going to be like in the future. But when you compare current K-pop sound with the older ones, then you just find out the huge difference. And since the Korean labels started to collaborate with many Western writers, and it became pretty much Westernized, I think that's the biggest point that you can spot out from all those releases. Actually, those songs that you mentioned at the start of this video was also collaborated with many Western writers. I barely just do the works myself. I always need to collaborate with the other friends, my fellow producers from UK or Sweden or in America, or sometimes from Japan. Yeah, I think that changed a lot of this market. Not only the genre, not only the, you know, it changed the huge musically, and brought us some many new stuff into this music. I think that's also part of this reason of the success of this particular genre, I think.
Yeah, that's good to say. So getting to a little personal note, I know like bringing in all this beautiful kit also requires a lot of hard work, and which is caused by the pressure to bring in great hits, and especially you bringing out huge bangers might sound overwhelming and good, but sometimes those can also pressurize you when you are starting a new work. So how do you actually deal with them, and like, do you ever have mind blocks? Like, I personally think you don't. Like, you bring so many good songs, but still being on the human side, how do you deal with them? And if it's hard, how do you deal with that?
Well, yeah, you're correct. I don't have any other habits. I don't have any hobbies. I really don't have any hobbies. But I started to, you know, do some other stuff like reading books and everything, but that is not easy because you're always under huge workloads. Mm-hmm. But I do like to travel. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I used to do many travelings before the pandemic. Of course, mainly those were all for works, but mm-hmm. I enjoy some, you know, some times that I can, you know, try to look around between the sessions and everything. Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately that became a little not too easy these days, but hopefully it gets better soon and we all can fly around as we used to do. Maybe I could visit India later then. Sometimes I hear some of these Indian producers are trying to come into K-pop market as well, so I'm quite interested in that too. Maybe I can meet them up and then try to, you know, write some fresh stuff with like in Indian influences and stuff like that. It'd be really fun.
I am excited as well. You know, like, just let me know when you come here. And I reside in the south part, so it's the down south. So like most of them, when they visit India, they get done with north and they just fly off. And I'm like, I am in the south, please come here. So you're planning, you know, like make sure you spend some time in the north and then you come to the south.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. And speaking of Indian producers, I can remember the only person, Appu Krishnan, who brought
out.
That's a lovely person. Yeah. Now we spoke about kind of some serious topics, I guess. So I decided to have a few fun stuff. So what is the weirdest situation? And like, you came up with a song in a very weirdest situation. Can you share if it is possible? Like, I didn't even think that this song would turn out, or it would even come to the sunlight, as you call it, but it did.
I don't actually have that many of those kind of opportunities to have those weird moments, because I, you know, mostly my ideas are coming very instinctively, because I mostly spend the majority of my time in the studio. I don't even really go out that much. But I do have one moment that I, you know, in that kind of sort, when I was writing a song called Horololo, which was performed by XOCBX quite many years ago. I think it was 2017 or 18, I guess. And it was their Japanese single. Mm-hmm. And I kind of, I'm not sure if it's safe to say this, but the song, the idea was a half joke. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to have fun myself. And then, I don't know, that's actually a Korean word, horololo, and it's a bit popular slang. I don't know. So some people made it up on the internet. Mm-hmm. And I happened to, you know, get to know it, and it was like a very funny sounding, so I could use it on some of my songs. And I didn't even really expect it to have that song as some sort of single, but it turned out as an EXO CBX single. So wow, you know, Well, there was a kind of an unreal moment, but it went really, really well. And the label, the Japanese side label, really, really liked that song. And yeah, it was really happy accident for me.
Maybe the Japanese company didn't know that it was a Korean slang word, so they just
I bet they didn't know that, and they even, you know, put together some other like very interesting concept around that sound. And well, yeah, I'm pretty much happy with it.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool. So, are there any other songs that you think you thought it was like one of your very general good ones, but it just turned out and the fans are hyping it so much than you expected, songs like that?
Well, yeah, there's, I think most of my releases in my early era was like that. And I don't know, maybe I didn't really know much about the market back then because I was just a starter, and then something that I don't like sometimes, you know, is the release that happened between, a bit happened from 2014 to 16. Many of those songs were like that. You know, as I said, some songs were like a half joke, and they bought it, kind of like that. And I remember a song called "A Love Song," performed by Miss A. It was one of my early age stuff. I really like that song, though, that I never thought that would turn out as a cut, because it's a drop. It has some instrumental drop on the chorus section, and it was really, really weird. I somehow just messed around with some violin sound and stuff, and it somehow worked, and I was surprised that it really works. You know?
Like, your instinct works. Like, you just listen to
it. Yeah, that's when I learned that thinking too much doesn't really a good job, you know. And mostly when you start your career and you're a star in the songwriting business, you get to overthink on each every song. But that one was without thinking anything. I was totally depending on instinct. Even the chord progression and everything, it was like the song was accident, actually, to be honest. Almost like 80% accident, and it happened really, really well as a success. But well, yeah, I have many experience in kind of the kind of area. Yeah. So, but nowadays it doesn't. I mean, nowadays I know more of this market, and I, you know, it's been almost 10 years, so I know what to do, and most things just happen as purposed. Yeah.
Yeah, and since I know, like, this is something that I wanted to ask. Like, you said you spend most of your time in your recording studio, and in what I follow Treasure, the youngest group of YG, and in one of the episodes, one of the members, Jungkook, he says that huge producers have something green in their record label, you know, like recording studio, you know, like, boost their creativity. So do you have plants and greeneries in your recording studio?
Something green. That's the new thing. That's one of the new things that I might have to have some green thing when I have when I go back there, I guess.
Well, we don't know about Jungkook. He might be just making fun, but I just wanted to know if it is really the true thing, like something green.
Well, that's a good tip. I mean, I can be even more successful if I have green one. Well, then why not?
Then it would be Daniel Kim world domination when something green happens.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a superstitious person, but it would be fun to have something, you know, like that. I have some friends that has some. I don't know if that's exactly a green, but green-ish stuff in their studios. Maybe I should follow the trend then.
And I will, you know, like, take the honor of being that person who initiated the idea.
Yeah, thank you so much. If that works. Yeah.
Thank you. So finally, I know you won't say much, but are there any future projects in 2021? Some TMI, if at all, something.
The 2021 only left 2 months left. So well, actually, there were some projects that I'm doing with my clients, but I'm not allowed to say that much until they go official. Well, yeah, but please stay tuned. That's the only thing that I can say. I mean, yeah, that's industry secret if I just say anything about it. So, please understand.
But yeah, like, we just have 2 months, but I think artists won't release anything during the December because they will get busy with the awards.
You know the industry well. Yeah, so November is gonna pass, mm-hmm. and December, I mean, they used to do a lot of Christmas projects, but after mm-hmm. pandemic, that's all on hold. But well, everybody just getting ready for the next year already. Mm-hmm. So I think it's gonna start from next year. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah.
Okay, so thank you so much for joining. That's all the questions I have. You know, like if I, my dogs are barking.
It's all right. So you can do it again if you want to. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for doing this. If I had to do this as a fan, I would just make you sit and ask about every song, like what was the inspiration behind everything. But this itself is such a huge pleasure. You know, like talking to a person who actually brought the songs that you really, really adore and love. So thank you so much for your time and for doing this, despite, you know, like taking a break from work, you decided to do this. To talk about work is again work. So ultimately you are doing work today. So thank you so much for joining in. And I'm sure the listeners had a lot of fun listening to you. And if at all you didn't know, you were really very good interviewee, talking about answers, being honest with them. So thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you so much for having me here. And it was really fun to talk about many things that I've done. And thank you for preparing all these questions. And then, yeah, it was really fun. And I wish I could have another opportunity anytime soon.
Thank you. It would be an honor from my side. So finally, would you like to give your social media accounts to our fans so they can follow you?
You can find me by Daniel Kim Music on Instagram. I only do Instagram. I don't do any. I have a Facebook account, but I haven't been using it for many years. And I don't do Twitter as well. So if you want to find me on Instagram, just type in Daniel Kim Music.
Mm-hmm. And scroll down because you have a lot of surprises.
and more to come.
More to come. So please click the notification button, like if you are following Daniel. Yes. So as for Believe in K-pop, you can follow us on Instagram at Believe in K-pop. And for me, it's Anthea Isaac on Instagram and Twitter. And if you are going to mention about this amazing episode, you can definitely mention us on Instagram and on Twitter. You can use the hashtag Believe in K-pop. So do let us know your thoughts and your lovable comments for Daniel Kim so we can make another episode happen as well. So we can definitely, I will make sure to bring in Daniel Kim again. So thank you so much again. Hope you all have a great week. Never forget to spread love and be loved. This is Anthea Isaac. Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.